our mother, Catherine Susco, passed away August 12th, and this is to honor her memory, and it's all family and longtime friends.
And what do you think is an important part of her legacy?
That her entire life was devoted to her family, and it was all about love and family. She was just a wonderful woman. We love her so much, and we miss her very much. If there's somebody that you love, make sure you tell them that every single day.
Well, we're just a group of people who are here to commemorate the victims of the nuclear age, the radiation victims of the nuclear age. And so we've got a tall sign that mentions like Fukushima, Chernobyl, Rio Puerco up in northern Arizona, and a number of other nuclear sites. And then also signs that say downwinders and atomic veterans and nuclear workers and others who have been killed by the bombs and by the radiation from bombs and reactors.
I'm marching because my coworker Beth passed away. I work at the library, and so we're here for the library, but also specifically for Beth, who was a librarian at Himmel Park.
We march every year, and every year we choose a different theme around which to organize a whole bunch of costumes. And this year we've chosen the Grill to commemorate the restaurant that closed its doors this year. A lot of our friends work there. We all went there late at night, sometimes early in the morning, but more often late at night. And we miss it. We miss the weird downtown businesses that made downtown Tucson unique.
I'm fifth generation Tucsonan, so this is really special to me. It's a beautiful event that honors our community, our creativity, and most importantly, you know, honors death in our lives and celebrates it.
My friend Dee Dee Barnum was murdered last July in Tucson, and I wanted to show that she had a shining spirit that needs to be recognized and never forgotten.
I'm here with my family, the Schaller family, and we're here paying tribute to my father, Robert Charles Schaller, who passed away from colon cancer November 20th of 2011, and we're coming here to heal our hearts through the process of honoring him with this mobile altar that we made filled with pictures and all the things that he loved. He had a tremendous sense of humor, and his memory lives on through his humor.
We're here to celebrate Cinda's life. She never wanted to be forgotten. And as parents and good friends, we took her ashes and put them in small containers and asked that they take them to their favorite place around the world. And so she is constantly being taken to different places around the world. The globe is actually the earth where we have small lights and all the locations of where our ashes are. And we're constantly updating it each year for new locations and stuff.